So the inquiry in Parliament into the possible impeachment of public protector advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane, I think, moves into a new phase now, because there is perhaps a familiar issue on the table, although with fresh arguments to back it up, the call for the removal of evidence leaders. But the advocate herself, through her counsel, Dali Mpofu, will be lining up witnesses that they will be calling to come and give testimony. So quite a busy day, a different kind of day at the inquiry. And Lindsay Dentlinger, our parliamentary reporter at EWN, has been keeping a watch on it for us. Lindsay, a very good afternoon to you. Before we turn to the recusal aspect of it, the witness list is starting to take shape on behalf of advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Who are they calling and why?
Good afternoon, John. Well, it isn't and it isn't, because it's really a day of contradictions today before the inquiry in case of dealing with this witness list. And from the onset, we hear from Dali Mpofu that he is struggling to get witnesses to comply, to come to Parliament, and most notably, the big hitters. He's again put the President's name on the table as someone we know from the beginning has refused to testify. He says he's received a lawyer's letter from Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan. We're not privy to that letter, but we seem to read between the lines that he's not so keen to come. And then we also hear from Dali Mpofu that former Public Protector Thuli Madonsela, as well as DA MP Natasha Mazzoni, has not responded to a request to appear. And then we also hear that there was a letter received from the acting Public Protector, Koleka Koleka, and she also, to quote Dali Mpofu, appears to be unwilling to immediately come to the inquiry. But we know as we speak, John, one other witness is on a plane, we hope, to Cape Town to begin testimony supposedly tomorrow, and that's where the contradictions come in. But I'll throw it back to you, firstly, John.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a choice in this matter? People saying I'm not prepared to appear. Remind us of the subpoena rules or otherwise of the process.
Well, we've seen in the case right from the very beginning, as I said, when the public protector indicated that she wanted the president to appear, that the committee then dealt with that request to force him, if you will, to subpoena him to appear, and the committee decided that it wouldn't exercise that route. So essentially that's the route, John. If you are not prepared of your own volition to come to Parliament, the committee would then have to have a discussion, decide whether it is imperative that that witness come and give testimony, and then kick into gear the parliamentary processes to subpoena somebody to appear before, well, in this case, the inquiry. So there are those powers, but we're not yet at that point, although Dali Mpofu has indicated that he is going to request the committee's assistance in that regard, because he feels that the committee or the evidence leaders really are not giving the same kind of support, not treating the witness list for the public protector in the same manner in which they treated their own witness list and the people that we have seen appear before the inquiry to date.
And Lindsay, the request for the recusals, evidence leader Nasreen Bauer, I mean, what's your hunch on that? We have been down this road before, but as you made clear in the news, fresh arguments in support of that motion.
So we haven't been down this road, John, and just as Dali Mpofu was correcting the chairperson on that, so too I'm going to have to correct you. And Dali Mpofu telling the committee today that this was not a recusal application against the evidence leader, which we saw come on the part of the UDM, I should point out. So just to refresh our listeners' memory, that it wasn't the public protector who previously asked for the evidence leaders to go, but today's application is essentially a removal and a replacement of the evidence leader. So essentially not giving them the choice to decide whether they want to continue with this process or not, or whether they should leave this process or not. They ultimately want these evidence leaders gone. And John, this stems from the testimony we heard 2 weeks ago where the legal fees of certain senior legal professionals who had done work for the Public Protector's Office, the information related to what they earned for that work
right.
was made, public, and they have taken great umbrage to that. And we hear today that there's also a complaint laid with the Legal Practice Council over this matter, and that really forms the basis for Darlene Porfu saying that his client wants these evidence leaders gone.
Thanks so much. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, on the line to us from down in Parliament. It's 3:30.